Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, February the 13th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. 36 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. Not too bad at all. Now, we had a little contretemps there in hour number one. Adam called in for his Del Taco review as well as his Super Bowl thoughts. And he sang a song, and dogs and cats are still meowing and screeching all over town. But during that time, he said that he felt our devoted listener, Sarah, was a Facebook person. She was a Facebook type, I guess. Now, Sarah called in right before the break there and wants to know what a Facebook type is. Because she is not on Facebook and I guess does not understand that. So if, Adam, you want to share some light on that, or shed some light on that, I guess I should say, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Also, talking about the big Super Bowl last night, 38-35 for the Chiefs, a heartbreaker for a lot of people. Chiefs came in that fourth quarter, 17 points. Won the game. A lot of people blaming this on bad calls, bad officiating, and things of that nature. I don't really know, but I know 17 points in one quarter will certainly put a fork in the other team. Halftime show, commercials. What'd you make of the Super Bowl last night? And again, have you been to Del Taco, and do you have a review for us? 740-751-4038. Or anything else on your mind, 740-751-4038. And hopefully Adam will call in and let us know if what a Facebook person is. So Sarah will have her answer. Now, we did have some advice questions as we get ready for the big Valentine's Day holiday tomorrow. Is it a holiday? No, nobody gets that off work. It's just a celebratory day. Mary sent me a message in hour number one and said that her husband asked her if it was all right to kiss her on the first date. But the question is, did she say yes? We do not have the answer to that yet. Now, this came about because Sarah called in last week and said, is it all right to kiss on the first date? Now, you know, I still have to fall in the category of no, that's probably not a good idea. Because I think if you do that, you're going to seem forward, and the other person is going to seem that you can possibly get away with a little more. I don't know. Maybe it's okay to ask permission. But now think about this. If you ask permission and you got denied, is there going to be another date? I don't know. Now, this all started last week with who should pay for dinner. The person and the consensus, it really came down that it's the person who made the date. But I'm still not sure if I believe that's right. Because as I say, if you go out on that date as the man and the bill comes and you don't reach for it, there might not be a second date. So there's that. Those are the categories here this morning on this Monday morning. Del Taco. Well, my experience in a nutshell was the parking lot is trouble. If you park, getting in and out, getting the wrong food through the drive-thru was not pleasant last night. Having to take that back and get the food exchanged. And the big straws were interesting, but I can say that the orange cream shake was very good. Well, Mary just finally responded that it was the best kiss ever. And now they're married, so there you go. So she said yes. But how do you know? You know, how do you know if you should let the I don't know. It's very complicated. Any thoughts on that? The Super Bowl, Del Taco, a lot of things on the table here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, don't forget, we might have some big news here that's tomorrow on the show. You'll definitely want to listen from 8:15 until 10. I think we're going to have a full morning. It all depends on what happens today, but it right now it looks like we'll have a full morning tomorrow. But if things go badly today, we might not have a full morning tomorrow. Might just be another morning, as they say. All right. Again, opinions on Del Taco, if you've been there or driven by or have any thoughts in general. Thoughts on the big Super Bowl last night. I think a lot of people are bleary-eyed this morning because of the Super Bowl. 38-35, Chiefs defeated the Eagles. And what I think most people are calling an upset. What'd you make of the halftime ceremony with Rihanna? A lot of people panning that this morning. And did she tell people she was going to be pregnant? Is that what the whole thing was about? She told people that she was pregnant, I think is what it was all about. So there's that. And then the commercials, which the one that I saw this morning, which was all over the place, was the T-Mobile, I think, commercial with John Travolta and the guys from the TV show Scrubs. And I think they're singing Summer Nights from the movie Grease. Did you have a favorite commercial last night? Was there a tearjerker that went on last night? Favorite commercial? What'd you think of the halftime show? What did you make of the game? Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. So those are the questions as they stand this morning. And as I said last week, Bob Welsh from Columbus, who was here for Groundhog Day, I think will be coming back for St. Patrick's Day, maybe a green pizza. And we're going to see if Buckeye Chuck and Puxatony Phil and Warren Groundhog Harding were all correct with the six more weeks of winter prediction that they gave us. Although, since Groundhog Day, it really hasn't been all that cold. And the weather certainly has not been all that treacherous. So it might be a wrong prediction. I don't know. All right, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Any last-minute gift ideas for people who don't know what to get people for Valentine's Day? Any thoughts on that? That's out there as well this morning, 740-751-4038. So all kinds of ground to cover the waterfront here this morning. We've got, what's a good gift for Valentine's Day? Should you pay on the first date? Who's going to pay on the first date, I guess, is what the real question is. Do you kiss on the first date? That's a big question. And, Super Bowl, Del Taco. There you go. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on any of that? Give us a buzz. We'd be glad to hear from you. And we're about down to a week here with the Harding dog collar. President's Day is next Monday. $5,000 reward. You won't be prosecuted. You won't be asked any questions by the police. Seems like a pretty good deal to me, but you never know. You never know how that's all going to shake down in the next 7 days. Just contact the radio station if you have it. Really no consequence, and as you pass go, you'll get $5,000 for returning the old Harding dog collar. And wasn't it interesting to get the story on Friday about the lock of Lincoln's hair that apparently was also stolen from the Harding home at some point along the way? A lock of Abraham Lincoln's hair that was given to President Harding in locket format had been stolen from the Harding home, so not the first time there'd been a burglary over there. All right, anything on anybody's mind, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay, as I said, we were going to have some Valentine's Day family feud here with Valentine's Day on the horizon, if I can find it. Okay, I think we got it here. Okay, this is interesting. Maybe this will help us along the way in general. Valentine's Day family feud. I believe there are 6 answers to this question. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. There you go. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. There are 6 big answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Things that come in the shape of a heart for Valentine's Day. 6 big answers on the board. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A piece of jewelry.
Jewelry. Let's see here. Well, be a little more specific.
Earrings.
No earrings on the list. Now, you going to tell Sarah what you meant by a Facebook type of person?
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of outgoing, you know, likes to talk and be friendly. So that's kind of, you know, and she's, you know, about your age, I believe. So she would certainly fit the type of person who would be a Facebooker.
So because she's talkative and because she's of age. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, she seems Facebook-y, but... You know, maybe not. You know, Facebook gets annoying after a while, so that might be her perspective.
Well, we'll take that into perspective. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, name a heart-shaped... Okay, here comes another call, I believe. We'll take it here. Go ahead, caller.
Heart-shaped box of candy.
Box of chocolates, number 1 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
And I did try to go to Del Taco... But the line was too long, so I just went on down to Taco Bell.
Now, how long was the line when you were there?
It was out to the street. I mean, the next car was on the street.
Now, what time did you go? What day and time did you go there?
Oh, geez, it was sort of I can't remember what time it was. Well, it was in the evening, though, because it was after dark.
They're definitely staying busy.
Yeah.
All right.
But I went to Taco Bell then, and they've been there for years, and they messed up my order.
Oh, they messed up your order, too.
Yeah, luckily I looked at the receipt before I got to the window, and it had soft tacos, and I had wanted crunchy.
Well, it's interesting because...
They let me keep the soft ones, and they gave me the crunchy ones, too.
Well, I'll tell you, it was very interesting because my receipt was right. I mean, it did have 2 chicken and cheese quesadillas, but what they gave me was like 2 soft tacos and a burrito. So they got the drinks right, but that was about it.
I guess that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, there you go, Sarah. You're out there listening. It's because you're talkative and because you're of age. That's what makes you a Facebook person. All right, the Valentine's category here. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Number 1 was a box of chocolates. Oh, wait, didn't Adam say earrings? I think he did. Earrings was number 5 on the list. I got so busy talking to him about the what makes a Facebook person that I did not look in the other column there. So, yes, earrings are on the list as well. Earrings are number 5. So, we still have 4 answers left in this category. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, number one. Earrings, number five. Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
A cookie.
A cookie. Let's see here. No cookie on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No cookie on the list, but not a bad guess at all. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
A cake.
A cake. No cake either. Thank you.
No cake either on the list today for Valentine's Day. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day.
Go ahead.
Pizza.
You know, I saw that last night on Facebook. Did you see that? Who's doing a heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day?
It used to be Pizza Hut. I don't know if they still are or not.
It was either Pizza Hut or Donato's. It's not on the list, but I know it's very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What?
Not pizza, although I know that they do offer that, so there you go. All right here. Well, I thought we had another call coming in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Okay, here we go. Here's another call.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello. Anybody there?
Well, apparently that caller left us somewhere. Maybe they will return. 740-751-4038. The category, name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Now we've got box of chocolates. We've got earrings. Number five. One was box of chocolates. Earrings was number five.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a heart-shaped necklace.
Not a necklace, but very close to a necklace.
A bracelet.
Not a bracelet.
A pen.
Yeah, pendant, pendant. Yeah. Pendants number two on
this. I thought a necklace before that. Okay.
Yep, thank you.
No necklace on a list, but pendant was number two. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates was number one. Pendant was number two. Earrings, number four. Five. I keep saying number four. Number five. Still three answers left to go here. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. 38 people said box of chocolates. That was number one. 31 people said pendant. That was number two. How about that? Five people said earrings. That was number five. Still three answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a Valentine card, even though it's just a card.
Yep, card is number three on the list. You got it.
Card shows up at number three on the list today. So now we're down to two. Name a heart-shaped gift for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, number one. Pendant, number two. Card, number three. Earrings, number five. Still have two answers left to go. The number four and number six answer. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. 38 people said box of chocolates. 31 people said pendant. 12 people said card. 5 people said earrings. Two answers left to go. Who's got the final two? name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Two answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about flowers in a heart vase?
No flowers in a heart vase. Good guess.
No flowers in a heart vase. I guess heart-shaped vase is what we'd be talking about there. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates hold strong at number one. Pendant, number two. Card, number three. Earrings, number five. But we still have number four and number six on the list. 740-751-4038. Who has those final two answers? Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. A lot of people said box of chocolates. That was 38 people. Not far behind, 31 people said pendant. 12 people said card. 5 people said earrings. What are those final two answers? Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a heart-shaped cake?
Not a cake, but a good guess.
Okay.
No cake on the list, but not a bad guess. You know, those baked goods are easy to put into certain shapes. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, earrings. Two answers left to go. Does anybody got them? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Heart-shaped pillow.
Let's see, a heart-shaped pillow. Whoa, I just clicked off my answers here. Heart-shaped pillow. No heart-shaped pillow, but a good guess.
Okay.
No heart-shaped pillow on the list here today. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, earrings. 740-751-4038. Still two big answers left to go here. Also, if you want to comment on the Super Bowl, big win by the Chiefs, 38-35, or Del Taco, which I finally made it to last night. Go ahead, caller.
How about a ring with a heart shape?
Not a ring, but a good guess.
No ring on the list, but not a bad guess there either. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Boy, oh boy. Do you kiss on the first date? That's the new advice question.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you make your wife some heart-shaped pancakes for breakfast.
Hey, is that your plan tomorrow?
No way, but it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Are you ready to go? Because you know they say about us men, we're never ready.
I'll probably go out and get my gift tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's men for you. There you go. It's not
have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No heart-shaped pancakes on the list. How about that? Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, earrings. Still two answers left to go here. 740-751-4038.
All right, go ahead, caller.
How about heart-shaped balloons?
Balloons, absolutely. Number four on the list. You got it.
Heart-shaped balloons were number four on the list today. How about that? One answer left. Now, you know what? I would take a heart-shaped baked good tomorrow. I don't know that I've ever gotten homemade heart-shaped anything. You know, homemade is different than store-bought. I think people who go to, you know, homemade's tough. 740-751-4038, whether it's pancakes or cupcakes or whatever. Cookies, you got to get those molds out. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, balloon, earrings. One answer left. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. Also, do you have any answers to our advice questions? The initial one was who pays on the first date. Then we got do you kiss on the first date. That one came up on Friday. I don't know. Do you kiss on the first date? Now, Mary, out there listening, says yes. Went well for her. She got a husband out of it. So there you go. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, how about a negligee? It could be, like, really in a heart shape.
Well, you know, a lot of guys might like that on Valentine's Day. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a negligee. Name a heart-shaped gift for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, balloon, earrings. And what's that final answer? And a lot of talk this morning about the Super Bowl last night. 38-35, Chiefs Silver Eagles. Shocked a lot of people. I don't know if we can say that's all about calls, though. I don't know about that. You know, 17 points in the fourth quarter by the Chiefs. I don't think we can say that that was luck. All right. So, do you kiss on the first date? Do you pay on the first date? Who pays on the first date? And Sarah, now you know, Adam has told us that the reason he thinks you're a Facebook person is because you're talkative and because of your age. Although, you would think that if you were talkative, that would not be a trait for Facebook. Because Facebook, you don't talk. You message. But there you go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still one answer left in this round of Valentine's Day trivia. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates was one. 38 people said box of chocolates. Pendant was number two. 31 people said pendant. A card was 12. 12 people said a card. 7 people said a balloon. 5 people said earrings. What's the final answer? Does anybody know? And it is the final answer. It's number 6 on the list of 6. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about something like a jewelry box?
Not a jewelry box, but we're getting closer. That's more in the neck of the woods than it is.
Okay.
Not a jewelry box, but that's definitely more in the neck of the woods that it is. Yeah, it's not a jewelry box, but that's probably the closest thing that we have gotten here. Now, I don't know. Who's going to get the final answer? Close to a jewelry box. You know, as I say that, I don't know. Jewelry box is the closest thing we've had to this answer. Let's put it that way. 43 minutes past the hour. Name a heart-shaped gift idea for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates, pendant, card, balloon, earrings. And one final answer. Who's going to slip in with our final answer today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Did you see any Super Bowl commercials last night that you found interesting? We had the big John Travolta Scrubs group doing Summer Nights. That seemed to be popular. Halftime show with Rihanna.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a heart-shaped candy dish or a cookie jar?
Not a candy dish or a cookie jar, but we're in, you know, it's in that kind of bric-a-brac type of area. What'd you make of the Super Bowl?
Oh, I liked it.
Now, were you shocked, though? I mean, can we really say when the Chiefs scored 17 points in the final quarter, can we blame that on calls?
No, I don't blame it on calls.
No, I don't think that was – I think the Eagles fell asleep. I think they got complacent going into the fourth quarter.
I think each team had calls that really didn't go against them, and each team had some calls that penalties caused. So I don't think you can blame it on any one thing.
No, and
I
if you
– talking about how the Eagles had so much time of possession, but – sometimes time of possession don't mean nothing.
No, and I was also thinking, the Eagles led that game for three quarters, so how could the officials have been against them?
Oh, yeah, they wasn't against them. There was calls both ways that, incomplete passes and stuff like that that caused each team. In any game like that, there's going to be something that don't go your way, and a good team finds a way to win.
I think you're right. Well, hey, keep thinking, we'll get an answer here.
Yep.
All right, the category is,
I've lost the category, name a heart-shaped gift for Valentine's Day. Box of chocolates was number one, 38. Pendant was number two, 31. Card number three with 12. Balloon 7. Earrings 5. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a photo album.
Let's see here. Not
a diary, something like that.
Not a photo album, but that probably is the closest.
I know what it is.
Go ahead.
It's a frame.
Yes.
A picture frame.
Picture frame. Heart-shaped picture frame. How about that?
Yes.
Well, there we go. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night? Uh-oh, we lost our caller. Oh, man. Let's hope this is not an internet issue. Oh, no, our caller must have just went dead, unfortunately. Well, we're still here, I think. Yep, okay. Frame was the answer. It was a frame. That's number 6 on the list. Okay, let's go to the next category for Valentine's Day. Okay, here we go. Name a word that often follows the word love. How about that? Name a word that often follows the word love, and we've got 7 here. Go ahead, caller.
A locket.
A locket. Not a locket, but a good guess. Not a locket. Now, we're on to the next category now. Name a word that often follows the word love. A word that often follows the word love. 7 answers. Go ahead, caller. Uh-oh. Something wrong with our caller's phone there. She's having some phone issues there. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
You.
What? Yes, I love you. Number 4 on the list. You got it. Love you. Number 4 on the list. I love you, audience. I'm glad you're with me here this morning for the ride. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
This probably describes a lot of relationships. How about love-hate?
Love-hate. Let's see here. No love-hate on the list. Thanks.
No love-hate on the list today. Boy, oh boy. Another call coming in here. Maybe I should start the show later every morning. Maybe that's the idea. Go ahead, caller.
In honor of my DJing days, Love Song.
Love Song, number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love Song, number one on the list today. Love Song, number one, and Love You, number four. Name a word that follows the word love.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Love Struck.
Love Struck. No Love Struck on the list.
No Love Struck on this particular list. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Child? Love Child.
No Love Child on the list.
No Love Child on the list here today. Good guesses, though, to be sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Love Bug.
Love Bug, absolutely. Number, I think that's seven on the list. Thank you.
Love Bug, number seven on the list today. So there you go. The old Love Bug.
Go ahead, caller.
This Love Child.
What? Nope. No Love Child.
Somebody just said Child.
They did. They beat you to it. No Love Child.
No Love Child on the list here today. Sorry to say. What a rough thing, the old Love Child.
Go ahead, caller.
Love Story.
Love Story is number five on the list. Absolutely, you got it.
Love Story shows up at number five on the list. So we've got Love Song, Love You, Love Story, and Love Bug. But we still have, what, three answers left to go here in about 10 minutes. Are we going to get the right answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got Love Song. Oh, we've got them all. Love This, Love That, my word.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh. I was going to say Love Puppy, but I think it's Puppy Love.
Yep, no Love Puppy.
No Love Puppy on the list here today. The old Love Puppy.
Well, that's an interesting one, ain't it? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You've probably interviewed many people who are on this TV show, Scott. Love American Style.
No Love American Style.
No Love American Style on the list here today. But that, you know, that's three words, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
Love Sick.
Love Sick is number three on the list. You've got it.
Love Sick shows up at number three on the list. So now we're down to two. Two left to go in 8 minutes. How about this?
Go ahead, caller.
Love Letter.
Love Letter, yes. Number six on the list is Love Letter. You got it.
Love Letter is number six on the list here today. So we've got Love Song, Love Sick, Love You, Love Story, Love Letter, and Love Bug. Who's going to get the final answer? Now, this is an odd one. Because it's the number two answer. It's not the final answer. Number one was Love Song with 26 people. Love Sick was three with 15. Love You was four with 12. Love Story was number five with seven. Love Letter was number six with seven. And Love Bug was number, seven with six. So still one answer left to go in 7 minutes. 740-751-4038. Name a word that follows the word love.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Love Boat.
Not Love Boat, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Just like the TV shows that Adam was ripping off there, not the old Love Boat. We've got Love Song. Love Sick, Love You, Love Story, Love Letter, Love Bug, one, answer left to go, and it was number 2 on this particular list. Name a word that often follows the word love. 740-751-4038. Name a word that often follows the word love. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about love struck?
That's a good one, too. Not love struck, but a good guess.
Okie doke.
No love struck on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Name a word that follows the word love. Wow. Love song, love sick, love you, love story, love letter, love bug. One answer left, and it was number 2 on the list. Name a word that follows the word love. 740-751-4038. Name a word that often follows the word love. Who's got it?
Go ahead, caller.
Say always.
Not love always. Not love always on the list.
All right here.
Go ahead, caller.
Some people say are right, love always.
Not love always, but a good guess.
2 love alwayses coming there. Name a word that often follows the word love. Love song, love sick, love you, love story, love letter, love bug. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answer? Oh, man. 4 minutes left to go. Are we going to get it? Love song? Well, let's see here. Maybe this person's got it.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say just love this or love that.
No love this or that.
No love this, no love that. Name a word that often follows the word love. Love song, love sick, love you, love story, love letter, love bug. One answer left to go, and it is number 2 on the list. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get this final one in the 3 minutes we have left now? Now, don't forget to listen to the show tomorrow, 8:15 to 10. We're going to have some fun and possibly some big news. You never know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm surprised Adam hasn't called in and said, "Love Hurts," a good old Nazareth song.
You're right. No love hurts, but it's a good guess and right up Adam's alley.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No love hurts on the list here today. Name a word that often follows the word love. Love song, love sick, love you, love story, love letter, love bug. What's number 2? 740-751-4038. One answer left to go, and who is going to get it here this morning? 2 minute warning. 2 minute warning here this morning on the program. Well, 2 minutes and the second answer. How about that? There's irony. 740-751-4038. Name a word that often follows the word love. Love song, love sick, love you, love story, love letter, love bug. Still one answer left to go. Does anybody got it? 740-751-4038. You can't forget to listen to this show every morning, 8:15 until 10 a.m. This is where it's at. 740-751-4038. Name a word that follows the word love. Oh, man, I think we're in the last minute here now.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, since it's the two-minute warning, does that mean it's clue time?
Hey, one-minute warning now.
Oh, then it is clue time.
Is it? Let's see here. The clue is, well, God, it'll give it away. Anything would give this away. It's number two on the list. It's high up there.
It's not Love Connection, is it?
Not Love Connection, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not Love Connection, but not a bad guess. All right, I think we have another guest coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Forever.
Love Forever? Not Love Forever, but a good guess.
Not Love Forever. Oh, man, 10 seconds left to go. Holy mackerel, we might get one more call in here.
Go ahead, quick.
You're listening to WWGN's Radio 107.1 FM.
Scott
listen
Sears,
for guests like
dugout.
Legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky.